This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's considering imposing a ban on travel to the United States from Brazil after Brazil's daily death toll from COVID-19 jumped a record 1,179 on Tuesday. Brazil's death toll from the virus is now 17,971. The country's number of confirmed infections also jumped by a record. Brazil had 17,408 infections on Tuesday, pushing it past Britain to make it the country with the third highest number of confirmed infections in the world, behind only the United States and Russia. The U.S. has 1.5 million cases of coronavirus. Russia has 299,941, and Brazil's total is now 271,628. Those numbers are all according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. President Trump is defending his promotion and personal use of an anti-malarial drug as a medication against COVID-19. In remarks to the media after a cabinet meeting Tuesday, Trump said the use of the drug is, in his words, an individual decision to make. He said the drug, hydroxychloroquine, has a great reputation. There's no solid scientific evidence that the drug can prevent or treat the coronavirus, which has infected an estimated 4.8 million people globally. A retrospective analysis conducted by the U.S. Veterans Health Administration determined that the drug may not help mitigate the virus's effect, and it actually may increase overall mortality. In an apparent reference to that government study on Tuesday, the president declared it was a Trump enemy statement. Physicians, however, say there are serious risks associated with taking the drug, including the threat that it could interfere with heart rhythm. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. A scientific study published Tuesday shows COVID-19-related restrictions imposed by governments around the world since March drove a decline of daily global greenhouse emissions by as much as 17% by early April. But the authors of the study, published Tuesday in the scientific journal Nature Climate Change, says the drastic improvement is likely to be temporary as economies resume. The researchers say stay-at-home restrictions mean less demand for electricity, industry, and transportation, the sectors responsible for 86% of carbon dioxide emissions. Voters in Burundi will choose the country's new president, members of parliament, and local officials in Wednesday's elections, which are tempered by the challenge of the coronavirus outbreak and allegations of voter suppression. Burundi's election marks the country's first step in moving away from President Pierre Nkurunziza's 15-year reign, which has been marred by allegations of human rights abuses and his controversial decision to seek a third term 5 years ago, which propelled the country into an economic crisis. Burundi's leadership has largely ignored the threat of the coronavirus, allowing large political rallies leading up to the vote and imposing no restrictions on people's movement. The government also just expelled, with no explanation, four top World Health Organization officials. So far, Burundi has confirmed 42 cases and one death from the virus, but some doctors have expressed concern the government is not revealing the full impact of the virus on the population. Pakistani officials said Tuesday a roadside bombing of a military convoy and a separate clash with militants in southwestern Baluchistan province had killed at least 7 troops and a civilian. An army statement said in one incident, paramilitary troops were heading back to their base camp after a routine patrol late Monday when an improvised explosive device hit their convoy and detonated. 6 troops and their civilian driver were killed. A spokesman for the United Baluch Army separatist group claimed it planted the bomb. It was not immediately possible to verify the militant claim through independent sources. Separately, the Pakistani army said an overnight exchange of fire with terrorists in another Baluchistan district killed a soldier. It did not elaborate, and no one has claimed responsibility. A German court on Tuesday ruled in favor of press freedom and privacy when it said the country's foreign intelligence agency must uphold the Constitution even when working overseas. The ruling came in response to complaints filed by journalists and the press freedom watchdog Reporters Without Borders. The ruling said the BND intelligence agency's surveillance of telephones and internet traffic of foreigners overseas violates the Constitution's protections of press freedom and the rights of privacy. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.